To the Chill Factor Radio. We are once again at Wednesday, and you know, we've got Anne. She's been working very hard at all of her series, and today I'd like to welcome Anne back to the show. So hello, Anne. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It is so good to be here.
I can't believe how busy you've been.
I've been busy because I am so passionate about communication and confidence, and how do we actually seek and find the good in our lives, being a human being first and a human doing second, which leads me to this series that we are going to be completing in this four-part series that's all about building relationships as human beings. And that's what this series is all about. So today, the episode that we're going to focus on is connection versus communication. And it's a very important distinction because, as we know, AI has arrived on the scene. And Kathleen, if I said, are you familiar with AI? You would say...
I'm not really sure, but I think I know where you're going with this.
yep, right? The AI is the self-serve robots that are in the grocery stores, the self-serve checkouts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've seen them in Stop and Shop.
Exactly, and they're amazing. Like, they're just these little machines that we don't even need a cashier. We just go up, we scan everything ourselves, we do our credit card ourselves, and this wonderful robot communicates with us. And then there's also this whole ChatGPT that we have online. And so today's episode is about connection versus communication, because that artificial intelligence, which is AI, it is truly there to communicate with us. It's there to serve us in some way. That is its objective, is to serve us through communication. Because the robot comes on and says, welcome to Stop and Shop. Please scan your coupons now, right?
Right.
That is communication. But see, as human beings, we have something over computers that the computers will not ever have. And that is, we actually connect with one another. We actually help others feel something when we connect with them. As Theodore Roosevelt's quote says, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And as wonderful as the self-serve checkout is, it knows a lot because it's been programmed, but it certainly doesn't care for me in some way. When we think of connection, even, we can even think of this concept of being a human being first and a human doing second, and the way of the nonverbal connection that we make with one another. And specifically, like making eye contact with somebody. So, Kathleen, I have to ask you, how important is making eye contact with somebody? How important is that to you when somebody makes eye contact with you when you're talking to them?
I think it's very important. And I was taught as a young girl by my father, a little lesson mm-hmm. learned. If somebody cannot look you in the eyes when they're communicating, mm-hmm. then they're not true to who they should be.
And that's a really valid, important point, because it's something that us as human beings, that we kind of can see past the person, right? We can feel something when we make that connection. When my husband and I first started dating, he was all about the eye contact. He's like, you have to look me in the eye. I really need you to look me in the eye. And the challenge I have is that I am like a lizard in the fact that my eyes do not work together. I only see with one eye at a time. So I have a lazy eye. Each of my eyes is lazy depending on which one is working. And so I had a really hard time looking him in the eye because I was so self-conscious of it.
Aw, he loves you.
Well, exactly. And he recognizes, like, I don't care. I really need you to look me in the eye. And I would like, okay, I can do that. And I said, just so you know, depending on which one's working, that one will look at you and then the other one will go off and then it will switch. But it's that a concept of connecting verbally and connecting non-verbally with another human being. Because relationships and connection take time to grow. The definition of life is actually to grow and change. And what I love about that definition, to grow and change, is that it defines what connection and what relationships are all about. Because every time we have a shared experience with another human being, our relationship grows somehow, and it does change a little bit because we've kind of added that next experience to our repertoire in that connection. And I love that. And this topic is so near and dear to me because I want to ensure that each of us recognize the influence that we have in each other's lives. And so we're going to talk about three things that we're going to cover in today's episode. And those are, number one, is to understand another person versus just being there to be understood. And number two is to show vulnerability and honesty, is to trust another person. And then number three is to have the intention of being present to actually share with another person. Even if it's one shared experience, it still can make a connection and you have influence in each experience that you have with another human being. And I know each of us have probably had the moment where we wake up in a great mood and everything is wonderful. We get in our cars, we go to the corner store and we get some coffee, and the cashier is angry, ridiculously angry and upset about whatever is going on in their world. We have a shared experience with that other human being. And sometimes we kind of take that on a little bit. And they're angry and they're upset. And we come on, oh my gosh, Jill, it's so good to see you. Just here to get my coffee. And all of a sudden, with our influence, Jill goes, oh, it's so good to see you, Ann. No problem. Well, yeah, I had a bad night. My husband and I got in a fight. And, you know, I'm trying to talk it through. And you give that smile to Jill. And you say, you know what? I hope it all works out today, Jill. I hope your day gets a little bit better. And that shared experience made a connection with her. And now she's not so angry when you leave, all because of you, because you made a connection with her. And that's what this is all about. So number one, as we talked about, is to understand versus to be understood. And this talks about positive neuroplasticity at its core, because positive neuroplasticity is all about this concept of us becoming more resilient, for us to be able to be on our own side and to validate ourselves. Because what's beautiful and wonderful is that when we can be resourceful within ourselves and we recognize what we need and we fill those needs ourselves, when we are with somebody else, we are not looking for them to serve us, but we are mindful and we are now in that experience and that interaction solely for the purpose of connecting with that other person. Because unfortunately, it's not all about us. And I know some people don't like to hear that. They're like, but it is about me. You have to think about me. And I, and my, and it's like, there's a moment and there's a time for that. But positive neuroplasticity says, be on your own side So that when we're with others, that we can state our needs. Hey, by the way, I need you right now. I'm calling you because I need something. I need a listening ear. And that's beautiful and that's wonderful. But it's also that idea of reciprocation, that when somebody calls you to talk to you, for you to be present with them. And as we know, that connection is about compromise and recognizing and understanding the other person, meeting them where they are, to make the most of that connection and that shared experience. And how do they communicate? I know each of us have our own ways. We don't just have one way to communicate anymore. We have texting, we have email, we have phone, we have social media. And this concept of understanding another person and making the most of the connection is sometimes that sacrifice of saying, yeah, I really am a phone talker. I love to talk on the phone. But recognizing that a friend of mine, she really is a texter, and being able to compromise on that and saying, yeah, I'll text her. And then being able to say, oh, yeah, it's too long to text. I'd love to talk on the phone with you about this, right?
Correct.
And that's kind of understanding it from the other person's experience. Another part is that idea of finding the commonality between each other when we are in that experience. And what is the commonality for us to be able to make the most of that connection and to build that relationship? If the only time I call my friend is because I need something from her, is that really building connection?
No.
Right? That's like not the idea. But if I call because I'm like, hey, by the way, I just saw this thing in New York and I was remembering that you and I had spent a day in New York. I was thinking maybe we could go together and go to New York again.
I like the way you included her. I like that.
Right. And that's this kind of this idea of, is that's what's making a connection, right? And that's kind of this concept of sharing our story with one another. And also sharing the feelings, to be able to understand it from their point of view of how do they feel about things. Number two is this concept of vulnerability and honesty, is to trusting the other person, giving others a safe environment where there's no pressure on them to be a certain way, and that we accept people just as they are. And I know in the world of social media, I have a lot of various friends that do not like social media. And their defense against this is that I don't go on social media because I think it's all fake. And there's a great song by Andy Grammer called The Good Parts. And it's all about the idea that making a connection is actually being vulnerable, being able to show the good, the bad, and the ugly of your life, and being willing to share that with another person. Because when you share the parts that hurt with another person, you're actually communicating to them that you trust them with who you truly are. And that is so invaluable. And it's such a compliment to another person that says, you know what, I'm hurting right now. And I really just need someone to listen and I need to cry. That is a compliment to another that you trust that other person. Now, as the receiver of the person, when you get that call and somebody calls and cries and needs a listening ear, is going back to point number one, is to be understanding and to just listen and to hear them out and to share that experience of what would be helpful for them. What do they need from me to make the most of this connection, to build this connection and this relationship? A lot of times people think, well, I just need to tell them. I'm going to tell them about my experience. When to build connection, let's not be the self-serve robot. They really don't want to hear about you. What they're looking for is a listening ear, and for you to ask them questions so that they can gain awareness and they can gain clarity on where they are and what they need to do next from their perspective. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, because it goes back to, this is what human beings can do. This is the benefit that we have, is that we are not programmed for a certain response. If they say A, then I say B. It truly is, when we're being that human being, it's like, let me just share this experience with you. And let me just be there for you and let you open up to me, and you're going to trust me with those feelings. And the same thing for us. Sometimes we might have to ask ourselves, why am I not more vulnerable? Why do I not let other people in? And asking ourselves that is really important, because again, if we're not vulnerable and we're not opening ourselves up to others, others might not think that we trust them enough. And therefore, the relationship never gets any deeper and it stays very superficial. And number three is this importance of connection takes time. And recognizing what is the amount of time of building relationship and connection. And sometimes it's for one season, and sometimes it's for a lifetime. Whatever that time period is for us to accept that and to recognize and see the value in it. Some connections are as simple as the fact that we went to the grocery store and we couldn't reach something, and this wonderful tall gentleman comes over and goes, let me get that for you. And then it drops on the floor and we share a laugh and we talk about height and we look each other's in the eye and we just have that moment of connection together. And what's beautiful about that is maybe I had an awful, awful day and I felt like nobody loved me. And that moment, that gentleman came over and he helped me serve a need. And now I built a connection with him for that one moment. And as I left the store, I thought to myself, I have influence. I made that gentleman laugh with my joke. And I do have something that I offer to the world, that we have that space for those small little connections. And then there's the other connections that we haven't experienced over and over and over. And being able to recognize those people in our life, to sometimes just picking up the phone and say, I just really want to call you and let you know how much I love you and how much you've meant to me, because you brought flowers when my husband was sick. Or thank you for joining me for dinner on Saturday night. We had such a lovely time. To recognize that other people are influencing us and we are influencing them. And that is that concept of making a connection versus just the conversation. Because AI, artificial intelligence, is wonderful for giving us something that we know and helping serve a need. But connection is more about being that human being versus being that human doing. And that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. I agree with you. No robot could replace any human.
Absolutely. And I know that that is something that is like near and dear, because I know, Kathleen, you and I have known each other for a few months now. And it's such an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Exactly. When we can kind of call each other and talk about things and kind of building that, because of that commonality that we find, but also that shared experience, right?
Absolutely.
And with that, I will let you know, I do appreciate everything that you do at the Chill Factor and everything that you bring with all the people that you influence. And you don't even recognize, you might not see all those people, but they hear you and that voice and that caring that you spread across those airwaves makes a difference, because it gives connection to other people and it lets us know that we have influence in the world. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
As of you too, if you're going back to all your series, just a wonderful connection. Like you said, you know, Ann, I'm going to tell you a little side note.
Sure.
I said to Mikey the other day, he says, you know, you've got X amount of listeners listening in from around the world, and they were big numbers. And I almost fell off my chair. No pun intended. I literally said, I would like to hug each and every one of them.
Yeah.
You can't, but at the same time, you can.
Yeah. And it is. It is that idea. And, the social media thing is an interesting world. But even with social media, this idea of reaching out to people, which I'm doing more of, is interacting with the people that are liking and the people that are commenting in order to be able to say, yeah, I might not see you, but I can still interact with you in a conversation online
Always.
and to be able to build that connection, because it is amazing how many more people are getting together. And all the dating apps, they're all starting online because they turn a communication tool into a way for us to connect with one another. And that's a beautiful thing, to bridge that gap. But we certainly are still human beings, and we will always have something over the computers because we have those feelings, and to use those in powerful ways to show our kindness and love to one another, which is so invaluable for each of us.
Absolutely, and
So,
definitely other senses as well.
yep, absolutely. And again, it is. It's just amazing to see that. I'll never forget when we got married. The priest said something really valuable that we will never forget, and he said, "I'm going to give you the secret to a happy marriage. If you are always looking at things from his viewpoint and loving him where he needs you to be." And he is always loving you where you need to be. You're both putting the other person's interest first. You're going to be great.
Awesome.
And I will never, ever forget that because it is an absolute truth. And it is really what has really kept us in our marriage so strong through so many adversities of epilepsy and cancer diagnosis, because it's that concept of connection. I know every person has probably had the friend that's called and said, "Hey, will you go do something with me? Please, 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 please." And you're like, "I don't really want to do that." But you're like, "Please just do it for me. I really need you to be my wingman or going out with me and go shopping with me." And inevitably, because we love them, we say, "Okay, no problem. I'll do that for you." Right?
Sure.
Because of the connection. Because we're loving that person and we're meeting them where they are. And that's really what it's all about. And it's that flexibility and that kindness that we show to one another. And that's kind of what lets it grow time over time. So I appreciate everybody tuning in today, to say the least. And we've got our four-part series, and I'll give you a sneak peek of the other episodes. Number two is going to be being a champion versus having a champion. Number three is how to be intentional and mindful for connection. And then number four is how do we be interested and not necessarily interesting for connection? So those are the rest of our
Well,
episodes for
I
this
am
series.
looking forward to each and every one of them as always, Anne. Simply amazing, wonderful information. Folks, if you're listening in, you can share this. And Anne is on Spotify and she's got lots of great information. And another side note, if you need to book Anne or if you'd like Anne to come to your location, the Chill Factor also offers live broadcasts. We could bring Anne right to you.
Absolutely, that would be wonderful. I'm a huge fan of connection myself, so I would love to get out and about.
All
So that
right.
would be wonderful.
Great stuff, Anne. Thanks again for everything you're doing for the Chill Factor and for the world. So go out there and get them,
Absolutely.
Tiger.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk
Okay.
soon, Anne.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Are you ready to master those conversation skills? Well, join me online for an interactive workshop with your camera and your microphone on. You will learn proven strategies and practice using your experiences to role play in a safe space to customize these skills to your personality. The great news is you no longer will avoid difficult conversations. Rather, you're going to have increased confidence and build relationship and credibility with each conversation. For the upcoming online workshop dates, go to my Linktree on Instagram under Finding Strength with Anne. Hope to see you online.